Spiritualism Exposed, Commentary for the June 8, 2024 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. They are demonic spirits that perform signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty, Revelation 16:14. As a teenager, I gave my heart to Christ in a Nazarene church youth meeting. It was a genuine conversion in response to an informal altar call by the youth leader. There was no baptism, as the church involved did not even have a baptismal tank. Nonetheless, when I rose from my knees after reciting the sinner's prayer, I felt something had changed in my heart. With that change came an insatiable thirst for anything I could learn about God from the Bible and to share what I was learning with others. It did not take long for the nature of the battle we must face to present itself to me. I was gifted a Ouija board and encouraged to use it to communicate with the spirit world. I played around with it with family members, but never took seriously anything that happened. We were each convinced that the others were slyly moving the planchette, the device for spelling out answers, and did not ascribe the movement to any kind of spirit activity. We soon lost interest, and it sat unused for several months. I learned more from the Bible with texts like Isaiah 8:19 through 20, warning against such communication. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. I decided it was something that should be destroyed. At that time, many homes, including ours, had a barrel for burning trash in the backyard, and the board went into a miniature lake of fire in that barrel. I thought that settled the matter. But at the next opportunity, I was again gifted a Ouija board. Obviously, a relative felt that I needed spiritism in my life instead of Christianity. This proselytizing did not work, for I resolved to have nothing to do with the object. I had a close friend at that time who was also interested in learning more about Jesus and the Bible, and I spent hours sharing with him, but his mother was a spiritist and she forbade him to have any further contact with me. We were close, and it was hard to sever the relationship. But he was unwilling or unable to challenge her over her demand. During our last time together, it came out that he told his mother about the unused Ouija board and that I didn't want to use it. She suggested he ask for it, so I gave it to him. I went into the military soon after, and we had no further contact for about a year. When I next saw him, he had gotten involved in Pentecostalism. I lost touch with him for decades after that. Seventh-day Adventists believe that a pervasive spiritism, based on the idea of the dead living a conscious afterlife, where they engage in ongoing communication with the living, is a sign of the end times. Spiritism seems everywhere at present. I have family members and friends who believe that the dead are communicating with them. When challenged by a Bible that says, "The dead know nothing, they have no further reward, and even their name is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun," Ecclesiastes 9, verses 5 and 6. They become enraged as though someone has freshly slain a loved one they believed they were communicating with when faced with this verse. Strangely, they believe in ghostly spirits communicating with them, but they do not believe in any ability of demonic spirits to deceive them in this way. They are unaware that the belief that a person's conscious spirit lives on after death has its foundation in a very early deception. The account is in Genesis chapters 2 and 3. God had told Adam and Eve that if they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they would die. The serpent countered to Eve that they would not die, but would become like God. Adam and Eve had no idea what death was, but that knowledge came to them after they ate from the forbidden tree and animals were slain to provide them with clothing. On an even more personal level, they learned of its horror when their son Cain slew his brother Abel. Oceans of blood have been shed since then, and if the dead who far outnumber the living were spending time communicating with those who remain, it's strange logic to think that the living would have time to do anything else for all the spirits that would be ringing on the line. Spiritism has always had a close relation, a close connection with magic, and it is important to the understanding of Spiritism to know that all magic is deception. Machinations are movements to obscure or misdirect the attention of the viewer, so that instead of seeing what actually happened, they are led to believe in another process that did not. Deceived, they marvel at the magician's magical ability to create something from nothing, mimicking God who created the world from nothing. For those who believe they have communicated with a dead relative, it is important to understand two things, one from the Bible and one from example. First, Revelation chapter 12 tells us that there was war in heaven and the devil and his angels were cast out to the earth. They are a vast multitude equal to a third of all the angels. What is that army doing while stuck here on earth? They are doing the same work as the devil in the beginning. They are reinforcing the idea that the dead don't really die. They have had enormous success with this, not just in Spiritism, but in the Christian church also. How many priests and pastors have stood beside caskets in the cemetery and in the presence of the bereaved, preached the deceased one straight into heaven, leading them to believe the loved one is looking down upon them benevolently at that very moment? Is it possible that even clerics would participate in this deception? Again, the Bible has an answer. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. The devil has no qualms about deceiving us. He invented the idea. When certain religious leaders approached Jesus, he exposed them and the devil at the same time, saying, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." John 8:44. Some might ask how they were told things by the Spirit that only the relative would know if it wasn't really that relative. If they can impersonate even the clergy, how difficult a matter is it to impersonate a loved one? They have observed us all from the cradle to the grave and know things about us even our closest friends and family do not know. This is why the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He knows every detail about us and is more than happy to bring up whatever he can to subvert our interest in Christ and the Bible, just as I experienced with the Ouija boards. In addition to this, we have the example of Harry Houdini. He spent his lifetime debunking spiritists, and as a final challenge to these fraudsters, he stated that after his death, if he becomes a conscious spirit, he will return and reveal the truth of spiritism. To this end, through the decades, many have visited his grave on Halloween, hoping for him to appear and prove that their spiritualist beliefs are true. But poor Harry is as dead and unable to speak or interact with the living as every other dead person who ever lived, with the sole exceptions of Moses and Jesus, who both tasted death before ascending to heaven. Does this mean that we are without hope? Should we simply eat, drink, and enjoy life now? For it's quickly over and then there's nothing? It was Macbeth in the eponymous play by Shakespeare that said, "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools away to dusty death. Out, out, reef candle! Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. The Bible tells us that for the saints of God, death is not the end. They will sleep, unconscious, in the grave until Jesus returns. And then they, along with those saints yet living, will be transformed and become immortal. Paul speaks of this at length in the 15th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians. This is a hope that we live for and even die for. Unlike Spiritism, there is no darkness and deception, no intent to lead others down wayward paths into the arms of fallen angels, where the deceived will be encouraged to seek death rather than the righteousness of Christ, being taught that they will not really die anyway, but live on as ghostly spirits. It is hard to accept that everything we have believed about death and spirits is a fabricated lie, a very old one. But it is vital not only to us, but to our little ones, who are so easily led by our example. I close this commentary with the words of Moses. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. May we respond as Joshua later did. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Thank you for listening to this commentary podcast. You can find the written version of this podcast at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. The written version also has links to four more articles giving more information about this topic of what is death and end-time deceptions. You can also find hundreds more commentaries and podcasts, as well as books by the author, at that website, www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.